morning. Good morning. It's Baseball Sunday, and time to turn to the round table.
We bring in the best food. We have drink and all kinds of fun stuff to set the mood on Sunday morning here inside Studio A at Go 96.3 FM. Delighted you have shimmied up alongside of us to talk Twins baseball on this morning. I'm Rod Simons, along with Webby, Eric Hoffman, the man, number 15, Tim Laudner's
in the
house.
Where's the food?
We ate it before you got here. And delighted to have the sports copy editor at St. Paul Pioneer Press, former sports editor at the Duluth News Tribune, former Winona State golfer, he's written award-winning books, and the one that I am holding delights Mr. Laudner as well as myself, being the host of the Rod Simons Golf for the Gift Charity Classic, and Mr. Laudner being the scratch golfer he is. It's called Foregone Minnesota's Lost Golf Courses. Joe Beeson in the house. Joe, how are you?
I'm just fine, Rod. Thanks for having me.
Delighted to have you here, and we couldn't be more excited because Laudner's love is baseball and golf. Sometimes they flip-flop, and a little bit about the book. It's all about Minnesota's rich golf history, correct?
Well, it is. It's not all entirely rich in my book, but yes, my book is Foregone, Minnesota's Lost Golf Courses. I wrote about more than 80 golf courses that disappeared from the landscape between 1897 and 1999.
Wow. It really disappeared. So people can be out and about. They wouldn't even know that, unless they read the book, that they're maybe on the ninth hole of one of those.
That's right. Yeah, one of my 10-cent marketing slogans is, was there a bunker in your backyard? And in fact, in certain cases, there was a bunker in people's backyards, and they have no idea.
First of all, Joe, thank you for the book. It was a nice gift, and I'm going to treasure this and, of course, read this. Let me ask you this. Did you get to play any of these lost golf courses?
I wondered that too.
I was thinking about that this morning. For some reason, nobody's asked me that yet. And no, I never played any of them.
Because I looked at your book, and in the very first chapter is Rich Acres, which was the golf course that was out by the airport.
Right.
That I'm assuming was consumed by the airport.
Runway 1735.
I played that golf course.
Yes.
So I'm very curious to read your book and wonder if there are any other golf courses that I don't think so, but you lead off with Rich Acres, which is a golf course that I played a long time ago and remember the golf course a little bit. But I think it's very interesting. And my first question was, how many did you get to play? None.
Right. Yeah. I grew up in southeastern Minnesota, so I missed the Rich Acres era, unfortunately, but that at one time was the most popular course in the state, a great location for golf, and like so many of these places, had a real family camaraderie aspect to it, as is the course in Chapter 7, which we talked about briefly, and which you know something about.
What made you wanted to write a book like this? Where'd you get your information? Yeah. How did this all come about?
I've been writing about golf for 35 years. I love the game. I played in college.
You still play?
I don't play as much anymore. Circumstances, kids, and a number of other things have conspired against me.
We understand that.
Some other people know how that goes. But so I've been writing about it, and I have freelanced for Minnesota Golfer Magazine off and on. In 2010, I wrote a story about lost courses in the Twin Cities. There were 8 or 10 of them. I just got fascinated with the subject. So in summer of 2012, I decided, what the heck, I'm going to go ahead and write a book about it. So I spent about a year and a half to 2 years researching really hard and writing and going to about 25 or 30 sites.
So you actually went to the sites. By the way, we're with Joe Beeson, longtime award-winning writer. The book is called Foregone. He's inside the round table. We're kicking baseball and golf at the same time. You'd actually go to like the bunker in your backyard and check it out?
Yeah, there's a course out in St. Louis Park called Westwood Hills. If people know Westwood Hills Nature Center, much of that nature center used to be a golf course. Wow. If you go to the right spot, you can find an old green. You have to really know what you're looking for. It's just kind of an old It's old fallen, blackened trees, but you can see where the green site was. Now, almost everything else in the state is gone. I found, I think, four courses where you can actually see features of old golf courses. Other than that, everything is gone.
Is there a common denominator why some of these golf courses went away?
Yeah, the common denominator for many of the courses, probably 60% of them in my book, is that they were created in the 1920s when times were really good and sports were going great guns, boxing and baseball, and golf was going great guns with Bobby Jones. The economy was going great. Everybody's building golf courses, all the little towns around Minnesota. The 30s came along and the Great Depression killed a lot of golf courses. If it wasn't the Great Depression, if they survived that, a lot of the courses, when they got to the 1940s, then the World War II started. The men went off to fight the war. The men were the people mostly playing golf. So the women were left on the border, between the borders here. They did not play golf, and they were busy with the war effort. So there's probably 40 to 50 courses that died in the 1930s and 40s.
Joe, during your research, we all know that the Minneapolis-St. Paul area is a hotbed for Donald Ross Design golf courses and A.W. Tillinghast golf courses. Were any of these golf courses that you took a look at and wrote about, were any of these golf courses designed by any of these famous, you know, a Donald Ross or an A.W. Tillinghast? Golden Valley's a Tillinghast, and Rochester is a Tillinghast, and Interlochen's a kind of a redesigned Ross.
So now you're taking notes here. I didn't know all that stuff.
Hey, I love it. He knows his golf.
Yeah, he does.
But I knew that.
Did any of the golf courses that you wrote about, were any of them designed by the so-called big name golf course designers?
There were a number of them designed by, and you've got your A list, and maybe I would call somebody on the A minus list. Okay, Tillinghast redesigned one green at Westwood Hills, in 1936.
How about that?
He visited. He was making a tour of courses all around the country, and he stopped at Westwood Hills, redesigned one green. Other than that, Ross and Tillinghast, no, did not just do any of those. There's a gentleman named Tom Varden, who is a longtime pro at the White Bear Yacht Club, and he designed about 40 golf courses in the upper Midwest, and he designed, I think, five of the courses I wrote about: Westwood Hills, St. Louis Park, Matoska, and Gem Lake. He did a little par three pitch and putt course. If you've ever been to the Target store in the Midway neighborhood of St. Paul,
yes,
that parking lot used to be a golf course.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was he any relation to Harry Varden?
He was Harry Varden's brother.
Yeah.
And Harry Varden was a great player, and Tom also was a good player, but Tom was more known as a designer and a teacher.
Always wondered, when you do research, voluminous research as you've had to do with this book, I'm sure that people who have read it may have called you and said, by the way, did you know that such and such was a golf course here and here? You didn't mention it. Are you getting enough for a second foregone?
No, people ask me that all the time. Well, the second foregone would unfortunately consist of courses that folded after 1999, because there's about close to 40 of them now that have disappeared.
A lot of national stories about this, by the way,
yes,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot have disappeared then, but as far as the courses before that, I know of only three that I didn't write about. And I'm doing some research on a little known place out in Wayzata right now. I'll be writing about that at some point, that disappeared more than 100 years ago, and absolutely nobody knows about it.
Are there any markers, anything that you can see?
No. The people out there, all the people who grew up in the neighborhood have
no idea.
They've never heard of the golf course, and they look at me sideways like most of the people do when they say there was a golf course there.
Well, he's the man that gets all the final word anyway, so I'm going to let you ask the last question.
First of all, it's a beautiful looking book.
And, yes, it is.
I've noticed a couple of things right off the get-go. The photography, the pictures, you kind of collaborated with Peter Wong, who, as you say, on the back of the book, is Minnesota's premier golf photographer. And if anybody's ever seen any of Peter Wong's work, I've never met Peter Wong, but some of his work is just outstanding.
Peter's fantastic.
You couldn't have done, I don't think you've could have gotten anybody any better to do the photography in your book. But I also notice on the back is that you have a quote and an endorsement from Don Barry.
Yep.
And I would have hoped that you could have found somebody maybe with a little bit more credibility than Don Barry, for God's sake.
I just read last night you're a friend of Don's, so I think he'll work that path by.
He's only a Minnesota Golf Hall of Famer and a 15-time, like you say here, a 15-time state PGA Player of the Year. You'd think you'd have somebody with a little more credibility than Don Barry, but no, he is a good friend. We actually just played the other day. And so I think that that's an excellent endorsement for your book to have Don Barry on your book, because he is probably the premier section, the player in this section, and has been for a long time.
If I can mention one more thing please, real quick, Tim.
Dude.
I read last night that you grew up on a course in Brooklyn Park called Joiners.
I did.
Chapter 7 in my book. It's my editor's favorite chapter, so you can read about that.
I will.
And
I will.
Brought you a commemorative album of photos.
Look
wonderful photos
this.
of what Joiners looks like now, and I'm sure this will be one of your least prized possessions.
No,
ever.
I'm telling you right now, it'll be one of my favorites, because when playing in the Brooklyn Center Little League and Brooklyn Center Babe Ruth, I and my brother and my buddies in the neighborhood, we would go play golf on days that we didn't play baseball, and we'd have one mom drop us off at dark 30 in the morning at Joiners. And I think he could play for like $1.65, and it was 35 cents for the second nine. And we'd stay there till somebody came and got us in the afternoon. And it was always really difficult for me to scrounge up enough money to get enough to eat. My brother's really skinny, so I used to steal his money. And it was there that I learned a really high affection for Great Pop. And playing nice. Golf and hitting balls and losing balls and having a blast. And there's a Rainbow Foods up on that property right now.
Right around the corner
was also a driving range that was off of Highway 52 that was called
Scott T's yes.
Driving Range.
Yep. Yeah, that's about a two-paragraph entry in my book. But I wrote a lot about Joiners. Got in touch with people who who started the golf course. They told me a lot about it. I loved writing about it because it's as blue collar as you can get. Just ordinary people going up and playing around the golf and maybe having a few beers after work. So I absolutely loved writing about Joiners.
It's great stuff.
It's a nostalgic trip for me, Joe. I appreciate it.
So if people want to get a hold of this book, and trust me, it is a beautiful book. It is hard to put down. If you have any kind of affection for baseball, golf, you name it, this is the book to read because it talks about the rich history of golf. Joe, fill us in on how to do it, website, all that stuff.
Best two places are you can get it on Amazon, and I sell it straight through Amazon. You can look it up, Foregone or Lost Golf Courses. Buy it from Five Star Sales through Amazon. I have a website where I do some blogging about lost golf courses, golf history too, and that website is ForeGoneGolf.com.
That's ForeGone.com. And Joe, thank you very much. Don't be a stranger. We'll love to have you back before the end of the season.
Thanks, Rod. Always enjoy talking.
Joe Beeson talking ForeGone along with Mr. Laudner. We're talking baseball next. You're on Go Twins Territory.